5 days since I went to see Richard Shannon, the master roaster at Workshop Coffee, and tried there the Cult of Dawn Espresso, version 12 thereat. And I was so taken by it when I had it there, and of course watching the roast and watching the beans drop out of the drum and into the cooling tray. It's just all such a great sensual experience. So here I am with a bag of Cult of Dawn version 12 at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. And Richard suggested I let it rest for 5 days. And as I was there on Thursday, I've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're Tuesday today. That is the fifth day. And I just couldn't restrain myself of opening the bag and just pulling a few shots. I've been working it quite heavily because it is just such a different bean to anything else that actually has been going through the Malkönig Vario and the Rocket R58 for the past few days. Only yesterday and actually this morning before trying the Cult of Dawn, I was still on Monmouth Organic Espresso Blend, which is beautiful. It's got the Tunki in it and it's just a beautiful, beautiful espresso. It's got such variety in it. But okay, let's go back, of course, to the Cult of Dawn version 12. As I said, I've been working it because it just behaves so differently. Let me tell you also that it is a single origin. It's 100% Kenyan. It's from the Nyeri district of the central province of Kenya. And it is a AB bean in lot 202, Tunguri it's called. And so, as I said, when I had it there, it was just this kind of juicy orange that I got, kind of a blood orange, very sweet, but definitely this tang that you get, the acidity that you get, for me was orangey, and it was just beautiful in its color as well and everything. So I've been trying hard here to get it, and I must say, the first extraction, there was not enough body. And now, finally, I think I got something which you can't equate to what I had at Workshop Coffee, but it came just that bit closer because it had more body finally in it. It has a very bright acidity, that's for sure. There is no bitterness whatsoever. But what I did get at Workshop as well is just a bit more sweetness that I haven't managed as yet to get out of it. Now, in the extraction itself also, it runs, wouldn't say it runs fast, but it is kind of thinner than, you know, other beans that I've had and possibly even blends that I've had. Definitely it's a bit thinner, thinner than the Monmouth. And also that, of course, transfers to your mouthfeel on the palate. But coming back to the taste, it is just a very, very unique taste. And we know that Kenyan coffees are very juicy, are very fruity. They have something very, very special about them. And what fascinates me is that Richard Shannon and the team at Workshop Coffee, who are working so hard to always improve their roasting and their espresso and the experience that they pass on to the consumer, to you and me who go there, is to really have trusted the Cult of Dawn with a single origin. Now that, for me, just grants more of an attention to detail and everything and getting the extraction so that I really pay it justice myself. And of course I can improve. And the other thing that I think is maybe the bean needs to rest another 1 or 2 days that I can get. So it needs to mature a bit more in its roasted state, so degas a bit more. So maybe I can get a bit more of a body coming out, a bit more of, I wouldn't say complexity, because there is a lot of complexity in that drink as itself. And that's what's so fascinating, that a single origin can give you so much complexity, take your palate on a journey. And this one definitely does that. Now, I haven't tried it with milk. I hadn't tried it with milk at Workshop Coffee, and I haven't tried it with milk yet. I think I'm going to let that bean just rest another day and see how it behaves tomorrow. But, I mean, I am fascinated by this and just need to improve, I guess, or at least try and get it as close as I can to what it tasted like at Workshop Coffee, and my memory bank serves me right. I still have that flavor and all of that complexity well in my memory bank and on my palate. So I know what I'm trying to replicate, and I hope I will be able to do that in a day or two. Anyway, I'm having a lot of fun again with the Cult of Dawn. It is just a very unique experience. I will have to add to that the aftertaste that lingers on your tongue is very unique again. It's comfortable. You want it to stay there because it's just so beautiful. So yes, I am having a lot of fun. Thanks again to Richard and Workshop Coffee for doing such a great job.